Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This hour is sponsored by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Affordable implants, life-changing smiles.
The views and opinions of Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, and Mark Grody should not be taken too seriously, especially when they give advice. Do not take Marshall's analogies literally, especially when it comes to Russell Dorsey. The sports thoughts of Rahimi, Harris, and Grody may change at any time. It's just sports.
Okay, thanks, bye.
Rahimi, Harris, and Grody. 10 to 2. On 670 The...
If this is as good as it gets mechanically for Caleb Williams, what is the Bears ceiling this season? This season.
You know what that sound is?
No.
It's cooking, because folks got ideas and thoughts about this particular topic.
I've written these things because it is my responsibility as manager of this branch to profiligate great ideas, and I think I have done my part with the golden ticket promotion. Now it is your turn. I want to hear some great ideas from you that are just as good as mine.
Nick, you're on Rahimi, Harris, and Grody.
The Bears' offense just starts too slow. I think Caleb is a point guard that loves to push the ball up the court. Do you think maybe the two-minute offense to start the game might get Caleb in a better rhythm?
That is a golden ticket idea.
I don't hate the idea.
I don't hate the idea.
I think this is a fun idea.
I think Nick is on to something here. And I'll say this, because we've seen games in which they have switched to a no-huddle or a tempo offense in order to get some rhythm going, whether that's keeping a team's defensive unit as is on the field or it's getting Caleb and the offense in a better rhythm.
And he likes playing in that pace.
Right.
Like, he's good at playing in that pace. It felt like the hurry-up offense against the Vikings to start the season. I felt like that was the pace they were playing with. I think that was something that was ingrained into QB's head, like, you are not getting sacked on this drive. I don't care how it happens. I feel like we've passed that, which is another reason why I think the improvement isn't over with yet this year.
It's not over. It is not over till it's over.
The concept of running no huddle to start the game is avant-garde enough to make Ben Johnson interested, and then good enough to say that would help punch him in the mouth, I think, to begin a game.
I'd like to punch him right in the mouth.
Specifically to what you're talking about, love the idea. Don't do it this week. Wait till they play the Packers again.
I like starting each day with a sense of possibility. And I'm optimistic because every day I get a little more desperate, and desperate situations yield the quickest results.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Mark Grody. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. The Score. The Score.
This is Rahimi, Harris, and Grody on 670 The Score. Once again, Tyler Buterbaugh just putting a rabbit out of his hat when it comes to finding that stuff. How did you do that? Where did that come from?
I watch way too much Office.
You clearly do. That was incredible work out of you. Tyler Buterbaugh, one of our producers, Ray Diaz, Brandon Fryer helps us out as well. And that was a topic that gained a lot of steam. The idea of if this is the mechanical ceiling this year at this state, he improves in the offseason, what the discussion was. So worthy of a conceptual thought process, I would say worthy of a thought exercise. In the meantime, Ben Johnson has now declared this a desperately needed win. So when he said that, I immediately thought, well, we have the embarrassment meter. We have the Ben Brown Confidence Index. We have the other meters that we use.
Barometer. I checked that one for the barometric pressure.
Okay. Barometer also. And we have the question, do the Bears desperately need to beat the Browns? That's how the head coach is telling his team. On the desperation meter I've just created, where do you put this?
Is that 0 to 10?
Yes.
Just make sure I've got the parameters of the desperation meter.
I'd say it's assumed 0 to 10.
Okay. My desperation for the Browns to win this particular game, it's two different numbers. It is a 10 if we're talking about being the one seed in the NFC. It is a, actually, it's three different numbers. I lied. It is a 7 if we're talking about winning the North, and it is a 5 if we're talking about making the playoffs.
A 7 if you want to win the North, a 5 if you want to make the playoffs.
And a 10 if you want to win the whole NFC.
A 10 if you, yeah.
If you want to be the one seed.
If you want to win the whole NFC, you better run the damn table. Because in no particular order, the Rams, the Seahawks, the 49ers, and perhaps, I don't know,
the
any
Packers?
Other team that might be interested. Yeah, the Packers are coming at you. So that is a good point you make, Marshall Harris. I think that when it comes to how Ben Johnson motivates his team, that this is a part of it. We have been looking forward to the Saturday night game against the Packers since before the first game against the Packers.
That's fair.
As fans, this is clearly a game we're overlooking. This is a fan trap game. So if that's the case, then I need to focus more on what Ben Johnson is saying. I'm like, oh, crap. I mean, I've thought about this game. You know, I understand that Shedeur Sanders is getting start number 4, and this team plays in multiples, and they're better offensively than you might expect. And, oh, yeah, there's Myles Garrett, and he might get the sack record. And, oh, you don't want that to happen against your team. And, yes, you know, there is a 7-point spread or so, depending on who you look at. But then I'm like, oh, Packers on Saturday night. So I've been doing the same thing. I have been casually, like, pausing on this and being like, oh, this is a game. I look at it as a main character idea where I'm like, oh, this is a game that the Bears need to work on X, Y, and Z things, like get DJ Moore more targets, you know, run the ball a little bit more efficiently in those first two drives.
It's a work on yourself game, not a worried about the opponent itself game is what you're saying.
And realistically, I need to be more like, Myles Garrett is a major threat. Max Crosby had an excellent game against the Bears. The Steelers pass rush also did a number on the Bears when it came to forcing Caleb Williams to fumble in the end zone and it gets scooped up for a touchdown. And Micah Parsons may have not stuffed his stat sheet, but he made Rashawn Gary a very happy man on the other side in that Packers pass rush. So the point is, I need to be focused more on this game.
Well, but
and that's what I heard the head coach say. We desperately need this win.
I want to say something, though. I don't think this is a fan trap game anymore. I think a month ago it would have been a fan trap game, but I think one name makes this game more than what it ever was going to be. If Dylan Gabriel was the starting quarterback, it's absolutely a fan trap game. But I think because Shedeur Sanders is the quarterback, the starting quarterback for the rest of the season of the Cleveland Browns, all of a sudden, just general fandom, NFL fandom, right? Like the fantasy football fan. Just people are like, oh, Shedeur Sanders against the Bears. That's interesting. That it's got two sides to it. Before it was just Myles Garrett, Myles Garrett, Myles Garrett. Now it's Shedeur Sanders. That dude threw for over 300 yards. You might want to be worried about him.
Well, and that's it too, is that just because his draft story was so circuitous in its path and where he ended up, it doesn't mean that the guy doesn't have talent. Think about how you considered him when Colorado opened up his last year with the team. You know, that he was considered one of the people on the list and the watch list for the Heisman at that point.
When I think about people at this very station, Layla, who had the audacity to say, Shedeur Sanders will never start an NFL game. That was said to me this year. I was like, ever in his career?
For the career?
For the career?
Man, we don't even know about Rome, by the way. That's another reason why this isn't an easy peasy Sunday.
I was encouraged by the limited practice of Rome Odunze yesterday because I didn't think he was going to practice. He's got a stress fracture in his foot. But so Shedeur Sanders goes from a guy that a lot of people, it's not just like a once in a blue moon, a lot of people don't think is a good quarterback, can't be a good quarterback. He's already had one of those games that make you go, okay, he probably has, if given a runway, a chance to be a starting quarterback in this league on a winning team.
Well, and that's it. Anytime your situation is slightly less than definitive, if you're a team that has a quarterback, the backup is going to likely play. Because the bottom line is the backup is going to likely play when your quarterback's healthy, you know, when it is definitive. Look at Joe Burrow, for example. Look at what they ended up having
happen. Poor Joe Burrow.
Next thing you know, Joe Flacco's starting, and he's enjoying a meal by himself. He's a dad with a lot of kids. Next thing you know, Philip Rivers is your quarterback.
Me time. He's about to get some me time, too, huh?
Yeah, yeah. He probably had a nice dinner to himself.
I wonder if the fans...
silence.
I was thinking about this. I wonder
no
if the fans,
screen time.
I wonder if the fans coming out for his game. Like, he'd have to get a charter, right? Like, to bring the fam out for his game.
You don't want to take that many kids on a bus at once. Not without a bathroom, at least.
I mean, they could afford the nicest, thick Michael Jordan back with the Birmingham Barons type of charter bus.
Do you think they do that? They get the tricked out charter bus? Like,
yeah.
it's some version of the Pimp My Ride charter bus?
Madden didn't like to fly. He was out here in the Madden Cruiser. Something
the
similar.
The Madden Cruiser.
Yeah, like, they're
I forgot about the Madden Cruiser.
Buses are good enough in 2025 that you can get a fully Pimp My Ride tricked out bus. Exhibit can stop by and give his seal of approval.
And the older kids, like the one who's got a child because Philip Rivers is a grandfather, you know, they might not be into the tricked outness of the bus, but the younger kids will be like, oh, jackpot.
It's got video games on it. Think about what a tricked out bus has now compared to, it's got Wi-Fi on it.
Do you remember the first time you encountered a bus that had TV monitors of any kind?
Of course I do.
I thought I was the richest person alive.
It was a field trip, and I was like, oh, we're moving different today, I see.
Bill Gates was the comp then, before Jeff Bezos, and I was like, oh, is this what Bill Gates does on a bus?
Bill Gates got
Then lapped. I fired up my Windows 95 and had a day.
Not Windows 95.
3 minutes later, maybe I got a screen to actually illuminate. We should probably mention the Bears injury report, by the way. Kyler Gordon, DNP with the groin, Ben Johnson. I listened to it again after our show.
No. It's just
It
no.
just sounds bleak. Travis Homer with the ankle DNP. Rome Odunze was limited, as Marshall mentioned, with the foot stress fracture. Tyreek Stevenson limited with the hip. That is going to help them if he's back on the field. Olamide Zaccheaus hamstring limited. Somehow he's getting on the field.
I would think so.
Ruben Hippolyte's shoulder was full practice. And Jalen Johnson with his groin was a full practice participant. So not the massive injury report you typically see this type of year for this time of year for the Bears. Our segment here, Raheem Harrison Grody, is brought to you by almostfreeteeth.com. Save on dental implants today.
Layla, by comparison, did you happen to glance at the Browns injury report?
I've been so Bears main character about this. And that's my point is for me on the desperation meter, I'm not considering the urgency enough. Like, my urgency meter was at, a 4. And I feel like now it's pretty much got to be at, a 6 or a 7. Because even I can take my eyes off of the prize briefly because I'm so excited about what lies ahead in the next game. And really the next 3 after this.
I know people are disappointed that certain players are hurt or not playing or are limited in practice. But I keep looking at the opponent's injury reports, and it gives you some perspective of where we are in the NFL season. 16 players on the injury report for the Cleveland Browns.
In terms of good?
just 16 players. How many? Let me tell you how many players did not practice yesterday. It's 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10 of those 16 did not practice yesterday, just at all. And so you start wondering, are the Bears better off than a lot of teams right now? And I think they are, actually. As much as we talk negatively about how injuries have affected the Bears, they may be in a plus situation compared to their opponents.
Well, I think you have to consider we are just more used to the Bears not having Dio Odangbo, for example. We were more used to not having Jalen Johnson, who was on injured reserve. We have to get used to the fact that Tremaine Edmonds is still on injured reserve. We are used to having TJ Edwards on injured reserve, and now he's not. You know, that I think it was that part of it. a lot of the IR positions that are taken up. You know, Karan Amagaji is on injured reserve. So when you consider that part of it, I think it's just the guys that you've already resigned yourself to the fact that they are in a more permanent status or semi-permanent status aren't going to be on that list. And because the Bears won 9 games, you just look at it differently. It hasn't been as catastrophic of a loss anywhere. Now the last 3 games and potentially 4 will give you an indication as to how catastrophic it will ultimately be.
And I should knock on wood. Hold on 1 second. That was me knocking on the wood paneling.
I don't think
of the clock.
Yeah, I don't think that clock is wood.
Well, is that not wood paneling?
I don't know. This is MDF.
Well, I knocked on the wood to say this. The biggest glaring difference between this year and any year I can remember in recent memory is that offensive line has stayed intact. Like the main parts.
What are you doing?
I said I knocked on the wood before I said it.
I'm now knocking on my head.
Yeah. So I think that's why they've been as consistent as they have been and piled up the wins is because the offensive line from the interior outside of the left tackle spot has been solid.
So desperation meter for me started at like a 4. And I think desperation, oh yeah, the real wood from our friend who made the woodworking.
Wood. You're right, Ray.
How cool is that? Our little bear C that was given to Mark Grody by one of the Take the North listeners.
It spins.
I love that.
The C spins.
Let me have that.
Yeah, knock on it.
Okay. The wood has been knocked on. No, and that's part of the reason we're talking about the Bears being such a good offensive line, is that they have had consistency where we have not seen it before, which is why I think game plan can still be run the hell out of the ball and pass enough to get the job done on Sunday.
It has been
absolutely horrific weather.
Is it horrific weather? Or have we decided that? Like, because is it supposed to be windy? I thought it was just cold. Is it going to be windy too?
But I think it's to the point where it's debilitating cold. And there's always some sort of breeze off the lake when you're on the lakefront. So even 0.05 miles an hour might be enough to annoy. At that temperature.
Part of me wants to get a meteorologist on here to talk about this tomorrow. Maybe we'll do that. I have friends who do it.
We have Luke Canellis who's coming in at 1. Does he count?
He does not count.
Yeah, you work at Channel 7. Call up Cheryl Scott or Larry Murray.
I'll see what we can do. But yeah, I think we might have to do that tomorrow because then we'll be close enough to get kind of an accurate. They say outside of the 48-hour window, things change. But within 48 hours, you kind of know what's happening.
Yeah, that's the secret here. Like, don't look at your weather app once in the week and think you've got this. It's just not going to work that way. You don't have enough of a desperation meter when you're looking at your own weather app.
There's so many metrics in the weather app, Layla.
Did you give your number? I don't think you gave your number.
Yeah. So originally, I think my desperation meter was at like a 4. I was not desperate enough. I wasn't hungry enough.
But
Coach
Ben's
would have been disappointed in me. 7.
7. Desperate to make the playoffs or desperate
win
to
win the game?
Okay, I didn't even look at it like that.
Like, oh, you're waving the white flag on the NFC. Yeah, I guess, because I never thought they had it anyway, so I don't really know how you surrender something you never had, but...
They were literally in the spot.
Yeah, but that is an indication of their success.
And they could be right back in the spot, depending on what happens this weekend.
Yeah, but I think that this is a game they have to win if they want to keep their realistic hopes alive for the playoffs. I don't want to go 0-2 against Green Bay. Like, that's the issue I have. I don't want to go 0-2 against the Lions. That puts you in a really bad spot.
Yeah.
But you can go 1-0 against the Browns if you get your act together.
Yeah, and the Browns...
Hand off the ball.
The only thing I would say to that is if you go 0-1 against the Browns, it's not as important because the tiebreakers come down to NFC record, and that doesn't affect your NFC record. But still, to lose the Browns and have this idea you're going to win 2 out of 3 against the next, or even all 3 against the next 3 teams, that's asking a lot.
Or at least you have to run the scenarios to know you might go 0-2 against 1, if not 2 teams in the division. And that's why, even as crazy as it sounds... That first game against the Vikings was so frustrating to lose because you don't want that to bite you in the ass.
Especially in retrospect.
But that's the danger of what happens when you start 0-2. 0-2 used to be a death sentence in the playoffs in the NFL. You know, and then they expanded the playoffs and then they added the extra game. And that kind of made it easier to take. But there's a reason it is such a frustrating point for teams.
I'm with you. Things are different. We're a long ways away from that 0-2 start.
But yeah, could this be a potential fan trap game? Probably. We got more coming up here on Raheem Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. In fact, head coach kind of talked to us about that very thing. Marshall, I think, was the first one to say, how many wins is it going to take to make the playoffs? He said 11. Well, Kevin Byard chimed in, and he has a pretty strong opinion about it. Ben Johnson did as well. We'll do it all next.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Next.
Raheem Harrison Grody, middays 10 till 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
We'll be a playoff team once we earn enough wins to become a playoff team. So right now we're a 9-win team, and I don't think 9 wins is going to get you in this year. So we got to do what we can to get enough wins to find a way to get into the tournament.
That was what Ben Johnson had to say on Sunday after the 28-21 loss to Green Bay. This is Raheem Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. And that's what makes these next four games so crucial. This is the fun part. This is the part where you get to spend your December not just worrying about holiday shopping and such, but also trying to figure out how the Bears and if the Bears are going to make the playoffs. Sunday against Cleveland, Saturday against Green Bay, which I've talked about way too much already. Sunday against San Francisco, that is the Sunday night game that day. And the flex game against Detroit, that is the remaining ledger that the team has. So as we try to figure out how many games it is going to take, Marshall, I think you were the first one who asked the question, how many wins is it going to take? I thought it might take 10. You said 11, so did the head coach.
Oh, no, I looked at the schedule, and the reason why 11 is the number that I landed on, quite frankly, is because I just looked at the quality of teams and how many bad teams there were, and there's kind of a separation that maybe isn't as evident in the AFC, in the NFC. When you talk about the teams in the division, the three, of course, that we talk about outside of the Minnesota Vikings. And then you look at the NFC East and
Bears, Packers, Lions.
You look at the NFC East and you see the Eagles and now maybe the Cowboys, but the understanding is there will only be one team to come out of the NFC East,
which is likely still the Eagles.
And then the NFC West, where you could have three teams come out of that division since Arizona fell off so early and so fast. It could be the Rams, the Seahawks, or the 49ers. And then, of course, the NFC South, it feels like only one of those teams, but largely because they play each other down the stretch, the Carolina Panthers and, of course, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And the Bucs, for a minute, look like they might be that upper echelon team, but they've just suffered too many losses over the course of the season to be in that same conversation.
Yeah, the Bucs probably win by default. Tonight, actually, the Atlanta and Tampa Bay game, that's probably going to help us figure this out. Bucks are 7-6. So a quick rundown. You've got the Rams at 10-3, the Packers at 9-3 now, because that's how much of a difference that one game made. 9-3-1 is their record. Philly is 8-5. Tampa is 7-6. Seattle is 10-3. The Niners are 9-4. And then the Bears are 9-4. The Bears are behind the 49ers in the standings, because the Niners right now win a tiebreak over Chicago based on best win percentage in conference games. So that does indeed matter. Then it's the Lions. Then it's the Panthers. Lions are 8-5. Panthers 7-6. Cowboys at 6-6-1. I am not going to pretend like the Vikings and the Falcons, the 11-12, are in the hunt. I'm just not going to do it. My graphic is not going to be as big.
Well, the Falcons have already been technically eliminated from playoff contention. They are.
So there it is.
They're done.
So that makes tonight's game even more there.
Well, and that's the thing. Five teams have already been eliminated. We're down to 10 teams for
Arizona,
seven spots.
Arizona, New Orleans, Washington, and the Giants are already done. And by the way, oddly enough, there is a mathematical chance, albeit low, that the Chiefs could get eliminated on Sunday.
Yeah, that's a real thing. The Chiefs, of course, 6-7. If they lose and get some other teams winning, they would be done, because they're already out on a lot of tiebreakers in the AFC.
Yeah,
the Chiefs are.
Winning over the Chargers only incrementally helps their playoff chances. But getting back to the NFC, that was the question. How many teams and how many wins is it going to take for the Bears to make the playoffs? So Ben Johnson was asked about that in connection to our previous segment. Let's take a listen.
We have goals, and we know what's out in front of us. And so it's just that awareness that every game matters. Every game matters. And that's where this week, you know, you go from an emotional rivalry game like we just played. This week is equally important. We need this win. We desperately need this win.
And that's where the desperation meter was created. But he said it. He said a couple more. So he's, I think, is also thinking 11. I think as a team, you probably talk about it because it is a goal you can set. You try to surpass it when you know that you possibly can. But you at least have to understand that that is how you are able to control your own destiny. Kevin Byard spoke yesterday at Halas Hall, and he expanded on that number.
I look at the playoffs the past couple years since they kind of changed the playoff format. Especially with this year with the NFC, it's going to take 11 games to get in my opinion. And with the amount of good, really talented teams in the NFC, you know, 10 wins, I don't think it's going to get it done. I think last year Seattle had 10 wins and didn't get in. I think it's going to be the same thing this year. So I think just understanding that, we're focusing on each week, but that's just the reality of the situation. You know what I mean? We got to go out there and try to continue to stack wins. So starting this week, I don't want to necessarily call it a must win. But we have to make sure we continue stacking wins. So, like Coach said, I mean, having 9 wins is cool, but it's not going to get us in the playoffs. So, we're going to have to get at least 2 wins if we want to get in the playoffs, but I think 3 or 4 to win a division. So, that's what we're focused on. We're just going to focus on this week and then, obviously, Green Bay once Green Bay come.
And the 3 or 4 to win the division is valid talk. I understand this. When we say 11 wins, we're talking about for the Bears to get into the playoffs. Because, of course, in the NFC South or the NFC East, it may not take 11 wins to win the division. But we know this. The Bears are in a division where the Green Bay Packers already have 9 wins, where the Lions right behind them have 8 wins. So when you're talking about getting in as a wild card, when you've got teams already with 10 and 9 wins in the NFC West as well, it's going to take 11 at minimum.
Well, and that's what again makes these games that you didn't necessarily think are that important so much more consequential now. And in that becomes not just taking care of business against the Browns, neutralizing the pass rush and Myles Garrett in a way that you may have not realized is so crucial. Like, you put importance on it, there's no doubt about that. But that, given how other pass rushers have been successful against this Bears team, that's not to diss the offensive line. That's just to show you that there's a reason teams spend money on them.
Well, I don't even think it's necessarily like a discredit to the offensive line, because when you look at how that line and this quarterback have evolved from the beginning of the season to now, remember Max Crosby and the Raiders? Do you remember how that went?
Not well for the Bears. I mean, they eked out that win 25-24.
And then you look at what happened even earlier against the Detroit Lions, where it's Aiden Hutchinson and crew trying to wreck shop. I mean, Caleb was not as comfortable, whether it was pre-snap, whether it was at the line of scrimmage, whether it was in the pocket, earlier in the season, as he is of late. He has been excellent at avoiding sacks, whether that means getting rid of the ball, taking off running, or just being good enough to get rid of the ball quick enough. And when I say get rid of the ball quick enough, that's getting it out on time. Getting rid of the ball, period, is just throwing it away.
Which he does a lot. Like, he will do that a lot. And that is part of, I think, the sack avoidance for him. Max Crosby that day had 5 tackles. 3 of them were for loss. So it was significant. Tyree Wilson had the sack that day. There was only one on Caleb Williams. But you knew what you saw when you saw it. It disrupted the Bears' offense. They couldn't get into a rhythm. They had to find alternative ways of scoring and winning that game. And that's what happened. Williams was 22 of 37 that day for 212 yards, a touchdown, and an interception. That was good for a 73.3 rating. And when you saw what happened against Pittsburgh, for example, we talked about it, the fumble that ended up getting recovered in the end zone. Well, that's not ideal either. So this adds up. The pass rush doesn't always show in the numbers as we've seen, but it shows in how you talk about it and who you're seeing break down a pocket or break down protection. And that's where Myles Garrett, who very much has the sack record in his sights for the single season, that's where he becomes such an issue here when it comes to... There's a factor where you could argue Myles Garrett could take the Bears out of the playoffs if things go the wrong way, and you don't want that to happen.
I mean, the man has a 4-sack game. He has a 5-sack game. A 5-sack game is insane.
That's not real.
It's because... At some point, you have to make an adjustment and be like, okay, somebody else besides Myles Garrett is going to get us beat.
I mean, I'm inventing a new personnel package, if that's the case. I don't know. Like, what's after Heavy and Jumbo? Is it just everybody? Like, what's the next level of that? You're doing everything you possibly can. You're not getting any yards then, because the only offensive player you have left is typically is going to be your quarterback. But you have to find a way to stop it.
You like the idea of a 4 tight end set, though?
I do, actually. What would that be? Because it can't be like 13 personnel, like 1 running back, 3 tight ends. Is that just 4 personnel? Like, what do you call that? I was joked about calling it 14, but that isn't true.
No, the 4 tight end set. Do they have 4 tight ends on the roster? Or they could just, they'd bring in Theo as the extra tight end.
Yeah, they could report him as eligible, like they did a la Ozzie.
Yeah, no, I think even going back to that Max Crosby, he may not have had the sack, but like, you remember that interception. You'll never forget that, will you?
Also, the fact that Myles Garrett's 5-sack game was against the Patriots.
It was a long time ago. Drake May has gotten a lot better at taking sacks since that early meeting in the season.
Well, his 4-sack game was against Baltimore.
Was Lamar quarterbacking back then? Also, Lamar's not right, but...
Lamar is not right, and yes, he was quarterbacking.
Huh. It's been a rough year for Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, I don't think he's fully healthy.
But for Caleb Williams this week, I think Ben Johnson has done an excellent job. Even going back to last week, I know you want to say Micah Parsons had an impact. Guess what? He's going to have an impact every game. It's just, can you minimize the actual damage that he does? I thought Ben Johnson, Dan Roschar, Caleb Williams, everyone involved did a great job of minimizing the impact that Micah Parsons on the game. That's why at the end of the game, they had a chance to win the game.
Yeah, except, you know, Rashawn Gary was also in his face quite a bit.
Yeah.
Like, that's the problem, is when you've got 2, it's kind of like that Tez effect that happened, you know, a couple years ago. That's when you really start cooking as a defense.
Can we bring the Tez effect back?
Yeah, that would be great. I think it would have helped out in the Packers game.
I was asking for your permission. Can you make a call, make sure they have that Tez effect dialed up?
He would hang up on me like in negative time.
Oh, I wasn't going to say talk to him. Talk to, you know, Dennis Allen or whoever needs to be told to hit the button that makes the Tez effect turn back on.
Yeah, like just press the easy button, right? Press the Tez effect button.
I miss the easy button.
One of my colleagues used to say that certain teams would press the hard button, where they would just make things harder on themselves.
The Bears used to press the hard button.
100% the Bears would press the hard button. This is Raheemi Harris and Grody on 670 The Score. We broadcast live from The Score's Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Breaking news when we have it on The Score is brought to you by Wildfire. Join Wildfire Restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories. You heard our producers earlier, Ray Diaz, Tyler Buterbaugh. Brandon Fryer helps us out as well. You can call us and text us 312-644-6767. We're on YouTube. YouTube 670 The Score is our name on YouTube. And we're on Twitch. Twitch.tv/Chicago670 The Score. Our Twitch mob is chatting. They're using emotes. It's a lovely Thursday for it. And our video team is Connor O'Donnell, who helps moderate. We also have Jacob Stutz and Max Curtis, our video team, working on socials for you as well. Coming up next, it is one of the biggest stories in sports. And unfortunately, it is also one of the most tumultuous ones, and one that I think we need to handle carefully, because I don't think it was yesterday. Let's talk about what happened at Michigan with Sharon Moore next.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
We're talking to play-by-play man Kevin Harlan. You're the best when it comes to play-by-play of life.
We're sending Marshall Harris to D.C. to run on the field.
Come on, Marshall. Bring it home, baby. We're ready for you.
The Raheemi Harris and Grody Show, middays 10 to 2 on 670 The Score.
Do This is Raheemi Harrison Grody on 670 The Score, and it was a it was quite the day trying to follow the Sharon Moore news out of Michigan. First was the news that he was fired. Then came the understanding of why, and then came a lot of rumors surrounding what is a very tense story and situation. And I think some of that is the nature of what goes on in 2025 with a 24-hour news cycle and social media and the gossip that does surround a lot of college football stories just in general. But the latest on Sharon Moore is from ESPN at 7:30 last night. Was in custody in the Washtenaw County Jail in Michigan as a suspect in an alleged assault just hours after he was fired as Michigan's football coach for having what the school said was, quote, an inappropriate relationship with a staff member. He was initially detained and turned over to authorities in Pittsfield Township for investigation into potential charges. The reason I'm reading is because it's important to get this right. Not to get the information first, but to get it right. Because when we read first that he was let go after a 9-3 season, you're wondering why. Of course, that's the first question. Then you wonder if there was a cause that was found or they were trying to find some sort of cause, because for cause was also brought up in a lot of the reports. Then you see all these rumors surrounding the charges and the relationships start to leak out on social media. But to go from being fired, and that's the announcement first, or the news that broke first, and then to hear that he was going to be detained and in police custody. Roller coaster is a too kind of a term to describe this. This is a it's a serious story that I think if you talk about it wrong, you're doing a lot of damage to many people who can be victims in this.
When I first saw the news yesterday, my first thought was, wow, that's late to be firing a head coach. You're behind the cycle. And then it didn't take very long, maybe 5 minutes, before I realized, oh, for cause. So that means something wrong was done. And then, of course, Michigan puts out the statement talking about the improper relationship with a staffer. And you're like, oh, that's really bad. And I feel like college football and the level of drama that we've seen across the sport over the last year or two has just exponentially just skyrocketed. And this is just the latest. I mean, this is one of the most high-profile jobs in all of sport, the head football coach at Michigan.
Well, and the way he came into the job, you know, on the heels of the allegations and I don't know, do you call it resolved cheating allegations,
yeah, because
upon the part of Michigan?
Punishment was handed down.
Yeah, something was decided afterward. So it was a tumultuous way to get a job, which I think any job in college sports or any head coaching job, there's going to be some amount of tumult because you're taking over for somebody else. That is the nature of it. But my first thought was, oh, is this just like every other coaching firing that has happened where they want to try to find cause, like maybe what LSU, for example, tried to do against Brian Kelly after the fact.
Right.
But this is not that at all. And I think we have to take the time to remind people that the inappropriate relationship with a staff member, I think about what happened in Boston with the Celtics. And everybody immediately starts to go look at the Celtics website to see who they thought it was. And there were all these allegations that were thrown around. News organizations are not going to say that person's name for a reason. And they're not going to talk about his family in this case, Sharon Moore's family, for a reason.
Right. This is a man who's married with children. So there's so many people that have to be protected in any stance when something like this happens.
But then there's also trying to figure out why he is in police custody. The report from ESPN says Pittsfield police released a statement on Wednesday night saying they responded at 4:10 p.m. to the 3000 block of Ann Arbor Saline Road, quote, for the purposes of investigating an alleged assault. A suspect in this case was taken into custody. This incident does not appear to be random in nature, and there appears to be no ongoing threat to the community.
And then we have an update even this within the hour where Dan Wetzel of ESPN says the Washtenaw County Prosecutor's Office tells ESPN that no decision on charging Sharon Moore is expected today. So the former Michigan coach remains in custody. And here's the quote. The matter involving Mr. Moore remains under active investigation by law enforcement. And as a result, we do not expect charging decisions or an arraignment today. And he remains in custody at that jail.
So how is he in custody if he's not charged with something yet? That's the next question here, isn't it? If you were reporting on the story, what would your next question be?
Well, my question is, okay, there's a limit to how long you can keep someone in custody. That is, unless they are a danger to themselves or danger to someone else. Clearly, they've said he's not a danger to the community because he's in jail. That's what there's not an ongoing threat as of right now, but he's still in custody.
And it's that part. So they said he's not a danger to the community. And that's why this is such a sensitive topic. Like, outside of fandom, outside of whatever you may have thought about this amongst other head coach firings in college football, this is not that at all. And to see how this story just evolved and devolved and developed, and then the rumors that came out in connection with it, it's hard to process when you're trying to figure out what's real and what's not. But in these cases, trusted sources, if you want to stay away from the rumors or at least be understanding of those involved on the other side of this, who also have lives and who are also victims, you know, there's being considerate of them in something like this as well.
Yeah, I think it's important that the university did its due diligence before obviously making the termination. When you understand that they actually went through a full investigation, and this goes back to the fall after they say they received a tip about the situation, but did not find credible evidence of wrongdoing. But more information came forward on Wednesday that apparently was overwhelming. And that led to the immediate dismissal. Moore's 39 years old. He spent the last 2 years as Michigan's head coach, as you mentioned, on the heels of Jim Harbaugh. And so it's one of those situations where this man had everything in front of him. The title, the multi-million dollar deal.
Yeah, it wasn't even success. 40. Yeah, he was, you know, one of the big young coaches in college football.
I mean, this was the first time Michigan had lost to Ohio State in a while, like, relative speaking. And everything seemed to be trending up, and now it's all gone.
And what's most important is, number one, finding out if Moore is going to be charged. And then, number two, respecting those involved who weren't making any of those decisions that resulted in this situation.
It makes you think about life and the decisions that people make, especially in high-profile situations where it feels like the blind spot just gets bigger and bigger for people as they advance in life.
Well, unfortunately, there's also just so many questions. Did one thing lead to another?
I wonder how long it's going to take us to find some of these answers to. That's the other part.
If we ever will.
Oh, no, we will. It's 20. Today, we will find out.
Well, I might suggest that if that's the case, might not be from somebody you might think knows what's going on Twitter. Coming up next here on Rahimi Harris and Grody, we continue our show and discuss something that we've wanted to get going on Thursdays, especially in December, now that the Bears are truly in the hunt. We're going to examine what looks like right now to be a ridiculously busy last Sunday of the season in the NFL. We'll tell you why coming up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.